Welcome to the My Creative Days podcast, where we will talk about all things DIY, home decor, decorating tips, and creating a beautiful home on a budget. I am hoping our time together will spark a creative idea, help you plan your next DIY, or inspire you to finally tackle that project you keep putting off. Grab your favorite cup of motivation and let's chat. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Today I have a topic and a question that comes up often for me, so I thought I would do a podcast episode about it. What is the best way to clean paintbrushes? I hear this, I get this all the time, and it's such a good question. And one, if you are using a paintbrush, is so important. But I want to start off by saying, number one, please do me a favor and you a favor. Do not buy the cheapest paintbrushes you can find in your home improvement store, the dollar store. Do not buy those brushes. I did that. That's how I started out when we first started DIYing in our first home that we moved into. I would buy the cheapest paintbrush I could find. And every single time it would fall apart, literally, the bristles were inside the paint as I was painting a piece of furniture or a wall or whatever. The bristles were more in the paint than actually the paint was on the wall or whatever. So it was just a nightmare. And then they never cleaned well. And so I was just throwing them out. And so, you know, I'd be halfway through a project and I was going out to buy more paintbrushes. And it's, in the long run, it's just going to save you so much money, time, effort, tears, bad words, like all the things. So do not buy the cheapest paintbrush you can find. That is my first and number one tip to anybody that is either starting out or if, you know, you're going out to get some paintbrushes, don't do it. I have a couple of favorite paintbrushes. Zebra is a great paintbrush brand. They are now selling their paintbrushes at Home Depot, some of them. I do grab those often. Dixie Belle also has some great paintbrushes as well. You know, there's a lot of good paintbrushes out there. It's definitely, you really want to find one that fits your hand well. That's why I really love some of the Zebra paintbrushes. They've really thought about, especially for people that are like flipping furniture and things, but they've just really thought about the way the paintbrush is made, you know, how the bristles are and how the handle is and all those kinds of things. So definitely you want to literally put the paintbrushes in your hand before buying them and, you know, just see how they feel in your hand. Do you have a lot of control? Do you not feel like you have control? I have small hands. So I am, you know, the paintbrush makes all the difference. Number one. Okay. Number one and two-ish kind of, right? When you are thinking about cleaning your paintbrush, you need to be thinking about the types of paintbrushes. So you need to understand the different types of paintbrushes that are available. They can be categorized based on their bristle type, so natural or synthetic. A natural brush is made from animal hair, or they're ideal for oil-based paints. They provide a smooth and even finish, making them most popular for like professional artists. Does that make sense? Synthetic bristle brushes, that's what I use all the time, pretty much. They are usually made out of nylon, polyester. They're perfect for water-based paints like acrylics, and they're durable, easy to clean, and suitable for various surfaces. So just know what kind of paintbrush you're working with, and that's going to help you know how to clean it. I know that people are going to have different, like, this is the way I've always done it. I know that for instance, I have seen a lot of people, they will wrap, like, let's say you're doing a paint project and then you have to wait for it to dry. So you wrap your paintbrush in like plastic wrap, right? And so then you can come back to the project, and they will keep it in the fridge when they do that. I have tried that and I don't like that at all. So I never do that, but that works for some people. And so there's going to be different methods and different things out there that that you can try, and you'll find your like favorite way to do it. But to clean brushes, you basically need warm water, a mild liquid soap or brush cleaner. I do have a favorite brush cleaner that I will leave a link to in the show notes to a blog post that I talk all about this, how to clean a paintbrush. And I've linked some of my favorite products in that post. So make sure you just check that out. You may need a brush, a comb, or a wire brush, an old cloth or paper towels, and a container for soaking. So usually for me, when I am, and I've done tons of painting over the years, usually for me, if I am done painting, I will immediately bring my brush in, make sure that your paint can is shut. That's another thing. Don't leave your paint can open after you're done painting. So clean or shut your paint can, put the lid back on, and then take your paintbrush in. And I immediately run it under warm water. And I don't want any of that paint to dry on the bristles at all. I just kind of use my fingers to help kind of get all the excess paint out. Before you do that, though, make sure, like, if you've got a ton of paint left on your paintbrush, put it back in the can. Slide your paintbrush over the side of the can and make sure you're getting most of the excess off. There's no reason for that to go down the drain because that's good paint that you can use on something. So you definitely want to make sure that your paintbrush is not full of paint. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. But, you know, you're done painting. It's not full of paint. And now it's time to clean it out. So I usually, you can fill a container with warm water. And then what I do first, though, is I always rinse it out just, you know, with me standing there. And I kind of use my fingers to kind of, you know, separate the bristles a little bit. You want to keep the shape of your paintbrush the entire time. So it's not like you want to like pull the bristles way apart. You know what I mean? Because then you're really going to damage your paintbrush. But I just kind of move the bristles a little bit just to get the paint in between the bristles. And I want that water, that warm water, to be clear as I'm doing that. Once it's clear, I know I've got most of the paint out. Does that make sense? Your water is going to be whatever color paint you're using for a while. And then once the paintbrush, you start getting all of that out, the water will be, you know, the normal clear color. So beyond that, depending on if I just feel like it needs some extra cleaning, I will do a few drops of like Dawn dish soap or the brush cleaner if I have that on hand. And those work really, really well. So you can, you know, put that in a container. And then, you know, the soap or whatever. But the brush cleaner that I like, I kind of massage it into the bristles, if that makes sense. And that's kind of how it gets soapy. But even with the Dawn dish soap, I try to get my paintbrushes cleaned right away. So I'm not just leaving them sit in a tub of Dawn dish soap or brush soap or just water for a long period of time. Like when I'm done painting, I know that my next step is I've got to clean out the brush really, really well if I want to keep this brush forever. You know what I mean? So, but if you've got some, you know, really stubborn paint on the bristles or whatever, you know, you may need to do that. Let it sit and soak for a little bit. So after if you are going to soak it, you can then, like I said, massage the bristles with your fingers, remove any remaining paint. You know, you may then use like for the natural bristle brushes, you may need to use like a comb or a wire brush. I don't ever have to use that really. I'm just trying to think as I'm talking about this, I'm trying to think of instances or like things, you know, in the beginning, I didn't know how important it was to clean the brush, right? Like I just didn't know. And the brushes were so cheap. So it was like, we would back in the day have paint that stuck on the bristles. And it's just, if you can take the time, I shouldn't say if you can take the time. You need to take the time after every painting or every whatever you're doing with the paintbrush, every application, to really clean out your brushes. Don't just let them sit. Well, number one, obviously, don't just let them sit out in the air and they've got paint all over them. But don't just let them sit in a container. And I just sometimes it can ruin like the metal around your paintbrush. Again, depending on what paintbrush you have. It's just, if you can just take the time, I mean, and I'm talking 5 minutes and under, it's not like a long time. It's just an added step. And sometimes if you've got a big paint project, you're like, oh my gosh, now I got to go clean all the paintbrushes and whatever, but it's just, it's going to make the biggest difference. So if you've used the bristle or you've used the, you know, if you had to use a comb, you've used the soap, you've used the brush cleaner, whatever it is, you really want to make sure that you rinse the brushes thoroughly, right? Like you don't want any soap or paint left on that brush at all. And just keep repeating the process until the water is clear, until the brush is back to its, you know, normal color or whatever. You just want to make sure that you're rinsing it very well and that you keep repeating the process until you get it fully done. And then I always use, usually it's a paper towel for me. I'll grab and I will kind of squeeze the bristles or the end of the paintbrush, if that makes sense, to get any excess water out. I'll kind of bang it in the sink a little bit, but then, there's still a lot of water in it. So I'll kind of use a paintbrush to kind of squeeze it a little bit and the excess water will come out. And make sure when you're doing that part that you're making sure the bristles are shaped the way they normally should be. Does that make sense? Like, you don't have it looking wonky, or, you know, you want those bristles to stay where they should be. And then I usually lay it flat on the counter next to the sink where the bristles are hanging over the sink. Does that make sense? And then the handle is on the counter. Make sure your brushes are completely dry before you go to store them. You want to store them horizontally. So you can do it upright with the bristles facing upward, but I'm telling you right now, do not do that. The upward with the bristles facing upward, unless you know for sure that paintbrush is 100% dry. You don't want the water seeping back down into like the handle, the metal and everything. So you lay it flat until it's completely dry, and then you can store it upright if you want to. If you store it downright, if you store it with the bristles down, sometimes the bristles just look weird, or like they'll just end up not like how they should be, right? Like you may have an indentation, or, you know, you have a bristles that are just kind of bent or something. But so you definitely don't want to store them that way. Again, I'm going to reiterate, it needs to be fully, fully dry before you store them. So for me, I have a little cabinet in my office that has, you know, like four drawers or whatever, and I lay all of my paintbrushes flat, you know, horizontally in those drawers. That's where I like to keep them. So here's just a few quick tips. And I've already kind of talked about these, but I just want to kind of finish with this. But clean your brushes immediately. Do not wait. Do not wait. It's part of the painting process. So when you start painting a wall, a piece of furniture, whatever it is, you know that that project is not done until you have cleaned your brush. Like, that's the end step. Invest in quality brushes. I can't tell you enough. Just learn from me. Just do that. It's not like you're spending thousands of dollars, but you definitely don't want to get the cheapest one. Make sure that you reshape the bristles, you know, as you're cleaning, as they're drying, you know, they're not in some weird position or whatever. Just reshape them. Avoid harsh chemicals. So cleaning solutions are essential depending on what you're using. But I guess here's the thing. A lot of people are always thinking that you have to have this fancy chemical, like major cleaner for your brushes. And for all of the, you know, if you're a home DIYer, if you're a furniture flipper, that kind of paint and what you're using, you don't need that. A little Dawn dish soap, warm water alone, if you're doing it right away, immediately after your project, will go a long way. So you don't need to have, you know, harsh chemicals to clean your brushes. If you just do a couple of these tips, or just do these things every time you paint, your brushes will last forever. I have had brushes after I stopped buying the real cheap ones. My Zebra brushes, my Dixie Belle brushes, I have some Magnolia brushes. They're all perfectly like great every time, because you just have to take these few steps and do it every single time that you use them, and they'll last you forever. So I hope this was helpful. If you know somebody else that paints, or this podcast would be helpful to them, I would appreciate it if you shared it with them. I'm always so grateful when you share the podcast. If you have any topics you would like me to go over, definitely reach out to me through email, lindsay@mycreativedays.com, or on Instagram @mycreativedays. I love to hear your suggestions. So until next time, clean your brushes. Do it consistently and do it right after your project. I'll talk to you later, guys. Have a great day. Hello, friends. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I'm grateful that you tune in every week and that you share the show with your family and friends. I love having creative chit chats with you, and my hope is that this podcast will inspire you to try a new project,
start a DIY that you've been putting off, and decorate your home exactly how you want it. There are a few ways you can help us with the podcast. Follow the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And if you could take a few minutes to leave the podcast a review, that would help us so, so much. Again, thank you for being here, and I look forward to our chat next week. Bye-bye.